Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet. We concluded yesterday's Daf by suggesting that according to some opinions, the different styles of writing the letter Mem can be interchangeable, from the fact that we use the closed Mem from the word Veniskehem to allude to the open Mem at the beginning of the word Mayim. But the Gemara questions this proof. Mi dami pasuach vaso sasum iluye koimali le. Maybe closing an open mem is okay, since a closed mem is considered to have a higher status than the open mem, as evident from the fact that it was used in the writing of the Luchos. Opening a closed mem, on the other hand, might be a problem, since menatz v'chtzofim amrum, the alternate version of the letters mem, nun, sadi, pei, and chav, were invented by the Nevi'im, which would put it on a lower level. So the Gemara explains that the Nevi'im did not institute new ways to write the letters. Rather, shachum v'chazr v'yastum. There were always two ways to write each of these letters, but the Jewish people had forgotten which form was supposed to go at the end of a word, which in the middle of a word, until the Nevi'im reinstituted the proper way to use these letters. The Rabbanan told Rabbi Shua ben Levi about young students who came to the Beis Medrash and were saying things that weren't even said in the days of Yeshua, all relating to the Aleph Beis, and expounding on the order, the names, and the shapes of the various letters. For example, Gimel Dalet stands for Gimel Dalim, to help the poor. The leg of the Gimel extends toward the Dalet because the people who want help seek out the needy. The leg of the Dalet extends toward the Gimel because the needy make themselves available. The Dalet faces away from the Gimel because the giving should be done in a private way so that the needy shouldn't be embarrassed. The reason there are two types of mem, one open and one closed, is to indicate maimor pasuach and maimor sasam. Some parts of the Torah should be revealed and some should remain hidden. The crown of the kuf faces the resh to indicate that Hashem, symbolized by the kuf, tells the rasha, symbolized by the resh, that he can do tshuva. This fits with the teaching of Resh Lakish, balitame poschano, balitayer misayeim oso. The letters of the word sheker are juxtaposed in the alphabet and all stand on one point at the bottom to symbolize that sheker is very common, it's easy to find when you're around that area of the alphabet, and it cannot stand. The letters of MS, on the other hand, are the opposite. They span the entire alphabet, first letter, last letter, and right in the middle, and stand on solid bases, indicating that the truth is hard to find, but it's able to stand on its own. HaKosev Shtei Yosios Be'alem Echad Chayiv. On Amud Beis, we go back to discussing the halachas of Kosev. Mishnah teaches if a person writes two letters while having forgotten that it's Shabbos, he's Chayiv for Kosev. So the Mishnah proceeds to add many more details about the halacha of writing. Ubekol Davar Shur Roshim. The Mishnah said that a person is Chayiv for writing with anything that leaves a mark, which includes all inks that a person can use to write a get, like dirty rainwater, gallnut juice, lead, shoemaker black. Hamisarit al Basaro. If somebody scratches letters into his flesh, Rabbi Lezer says he's Chayiv, but the Chum says he's Potter. So in the Brisa, Rabbi Lezer proves that it's a normal way to write because Ben Satada took sorcery spells out of Mitzrayim by writing them on his flesh. The Chum answered, no, Shota Haya, Ve'in Mivin Rayim, and Ashota. Can't bring a proof for what is normal from the behavior of Ben Satada, who's completely deranged. Kasav Os Samuch Leksav. The Mishnah says that if a person writes a single letter next to existing letters, he's pater. This is against Reb Lazar, who holds achas ala arig chayiv, that if a person adds just one thread to an existing fabric, he's chayiv. The Braisa teaches that kasavos achas v'shlim l'sefer chayiv. If a person writes just one letter and with that completes an entire sefer, then he's chayiv. And this is true even if we assume like the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Eliezer and think adding just a little bit is not going to be enough to be mechayiv you, because completing a sefer is a little more substantial than adding just another letter to a few letters that are nearby. Completing a sefer, even the Rabban would agree, is substantial. Amar Rabbi Ami, kosovos achas bitveri vachas bitzipori chayiv, ksivi yelosh mechusar kreva. If a person writes one letter in one city, another letter in another city is chayiv, but if he writes al shnei dape pinkas on two sides of a ledger, he is pater, since bringing the letters together would involve cutting out the empty parchment in between. It would require a maisa to bring them together. As opposed to if it's in two different cities, all you need to do is bring them closer together. No additional ma'isa would be required. And then we conclude by saying, although a person is chayiv if he writes two letters, there is a case where higia os achas chayiv. If a person just corrects one letter, that's enough to be mechayiv him. Either if he cuts out the bridge in the middle of a ches and he therefore turns it into two zayins, or he takes out the edge on the side of a dalid and turns it into a resh and thereby completes a sefer, all of those are significant enough hagos, significant enough corrections to be chayiv for the malacha of kosev. That's a chazar of Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalid.